This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS.
Good evening and welcome to this special broadcast, which is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System. Tonight, we're highlighting departmental efforts into ensuring protection against violence and discrimination on basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, as well as sex characteristics. In short, they call it SOGI-SC. But also, we're educating communities on human rights about the LGBTIQ plus persons in our communities and promoting an acceptance towards LGBTQ as persons. We are also creating public awareness as we're speaking to you live and direct from Pretoria into the Free State community tonight. And to make sure that you know more about the LGBTQI national task team and its provincial task teams. And also, we're educating communities but to Baudula Free State about the national intervention strategy for the LGBTI community sector. And also, this is brought to you by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. And we have our special guests tonight that are going to take us through that. But also, we are inviting you to take part into this program. Regaileta hauka anka munyetla ona wa buisana le rona tsatsing lena. 0800-142-446. And we are not talking anything unusual. We are talking something that we are actually enhancing the topic towards more awareness towards you accepting the LGBTQI community. Ki mutlulu ahao, ki naka hao, ki ausu ahao, ki mangwana hao. You know, we're talking about all these people that we give names. Telling hore, hajwali, I'm not at liberty to actually be discussing in exchange with those kind of names because mola warna ha o le tle hore re etse jwalo empa he wa le tla hore wena jwale ha re batle maikutlo fela re batla hore re thusana jwang ha o le jwalo ho 0800 142 446 0800 142 446. Without any further delay, let me just welcome Ausmaconi Sihleko o tla le bakanya. I think it's MACONI. Yes, o tla le ba akanya ga ke itse ka Setswana ke Matsoni ka Sekgosa ke Maqoni ka yes ga ke tlhaloganye, mme South Africa is a beautiful country and a diverse one to be in. Ausmaconi, welcome.
Ya leboga ntate.
A ko re lokisetse lebitso la gago gobane a re tse bore ke la Sekgosa kapa ke la Sotho kapa ke la Setswana.
Ke la Sesotho, ke Maqoni.
Aha, oh, Ausmaconi.
Ke ma
Maqoni. Ke Maqoni. Eh. Lentate Thabiso wa ntsheha jwale. O bana, I'm just trying to be too South African. Ke a leboga Ausmaconi. Ke Ausmaconi Sihleko. She's with the legal admin officer. She's with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. Ho province ya nya Free State. And then let's welcome from the national task team Thabiso Chaka. Abuti lega. Thank you so very much, and thank you for that laugh because it just says that South Africa is a very diverse country.
Yeah, I'm thinking you
want to
make everything to Anna.
Kana yale, see, see, it's like a TS. Yale, Basutu batlan tswarela yale. Ausmaconi, Basutu batlan tswarela tseme. but otherwise tonight we are highlighting the departmental efforts, and as an official from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, let's talk about the interventions towards the support for sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, and sex characteristics. You know, how do we educate our own people? Mane Freestata hobane, it's a very good thing that we started with me mispronouncing your name to just show that, you know, perception out there could easily be something that we do not tolerate.
Ke le bo ha nwa ne so ke le boela monyetla bona. Wa tseba gona mona Free State re bolella batho ba rona ka dinako tsohle gore constitution ya rona ya bolela gore ga gona motho mang kapa mang ya tlamehang gore a ka discriminate ka baka la sexual orientation ya hae. Go bolelang gore le bona batho bana bao re reng ke ba LGBTQI le bona ba tlameha gore ba enjoy the same rights and the same protection of the constitution jalo ka mang le mang ya dulang ka hara naga ena Aforika Borwa.
All right. Jwale he, ha e se le jwalo, how do we filter it down to motho o dula Matwabeng, to somebody who stays in Ficksburg, to somebody who stays not necessarily where Sekgowa ke mo re jang school fees teng, mo e leng hore Bloemfontein kwana, all those cities within Free State actually understand. Ka mokgwa ausi Makhoni a bolelang ka ona, it's exactly how somebody does not understand somewhere in Rosendal in a farm.
Ka dinako tsohle re nka matsapa gore re ye ditšhabeng bathong bana ba rona, re lo bua le bona ka puo yeo ba e utlwang ba e utlwisisang. Jalo ka ile wa ga o qala o bua ngwaneso o la bolelwa gore batho bana re phela le bona ba teng ka gara malapa a rona, ba teng ka gara metse le metsana ya rona. Jalo re ya gola mono metseng le metsaneng le mapolaseng a rona ka lo tlhalosetsa batho gore a ke re le a tseba go molaotheo ke ntho e teng, a ke re le a tseba gore le lona le batla go le hlomphuwe gobane ka baka la lebala la lona, ka baka la ditokelo tsotlhe tsa lona. Gobaneng ga le bona motho kapa ngwana ka gare go motse ya fapaneng le ba bang gobane fela a batla gore yena a iketse identify ka tsela e itseng, le tla bitsa batho ba jalo ka mabitso, e be batho ba bitswa bo ditabane, batho ba bitswa bo diterase, batho ba bitswa bo dimofi. Fela wena ka lebala la gago o keke ba batla go bitswa ka lebitso lane le re tseba gona ke lefe. Gobane re sa tlhomphe ditokelo tsa batho ba bangwe gobane le bona ke batho jalo ka gona, mme motho yo mongwe le mongwe wa ikgethela gore ke batla go ba tsena, mme ke batla ke amogelege tsena, mme ke tlhomphiwe ka boemo bona bo ke leng ka bona gobane ke motho jalo ka wena.
Yenwa ke ausi Makhoni Sihleko, she's the legal admin officer with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development within the Free State Regional Office. That's what they call it, regional office. I would like to think it's provincial, but yeah, okay. She's gonna explain to me how regional or provincial it can be. Mhlambe there's about 3-4 offices within the Free State. Ke buletsa taba ya hore mohlomongwe o ka etsa o dula kwana ke kae Botshabelo, and then how le Botshabelo now ya Free State ko Bloemfontein kapa ya Harrismith kapa ya because Free State is quite a very but instead of maybe just putting a lot of questions to us, Makhoni, let me just talk about the national task team as well as focusing on the Free State provincial task team. Ntate Thabiso, a re bolele jwale hantle haholo gore what is your role as the national task team in the Free State and what are the challenges basically that are facing the Free State sector in terms of the national task team?
Okay, thank you, Kilebo Network. Kilebo Chaka, as a LGBTI, I would say gay-identifying man, who is for the LGBTI, who knows the LGBTI issues and challenges in the community that I live in. Now, who Department of Justice, National Task Team, listening to the challenges in case of Lankaro, who province, le community o ke dulang ka go yona go bona gore ditletlebo tsa rona, di-challenges tsa rona when it comes to access to justice systems or even policing, ha re lo tlhela ha re lo isa di-case tsa What is the update with the cases that correct to break and hate crime in the province and at a national level nationally also?
Thank you so very much. That is Ntate Thabiso Tshaka with the task team. He's a task team member with the Free State Province. And as we are talking tonight, highlighting departmental efforts about sexual orientation, gender identity, expression and sex characteristics, we are also looking into human rights of the LGBTQI persons. And tonight, I would like us to speak more about Khori. Haribulela Jina, I think this topic is long overdue in this sense that, you know, we should not be talking about people's class. We should not be talking about people's differences in terms of, like, it's an issue and all those. Because, as I said already, Sukwana, hunali me, hunali my cousin, hunali malume, hunali mang, hunali ngwana ausi, kapajwang, kapajwang. And all we do is just throw in very hurtful names that do not have logic, that do not have a sense of support and guidance. Because sometimes we are speaking about young people who are still trying to find themselves. And that's where I come into the picture to say, Osmakon, as a legal admin officer, as people who are custodians to the Constitution of South Africa, Jwalehe, nakina anori, we are speaking about LGBTQI persons as if like habaya dikolo zero na re dikene jwale dikolo mani retsa joang, except just, you know, education might be there, but it has to be accepted. There has to be looked into change e leng hore we see the impact. I'm saying that on a basis ya hore me na lu wena ra tsiba hore ra tle re utlwe every now and then ditabe mona hore mang mang o bolailwe because of bong ba hae, mang mang skolo maneng wa buliwa because of this. Yet we have a Department of Justice, we have a constitution, we have people who are supposed to be knowing all this information that we're talking about. Let's talk about the real intervention in terms of, are you able to speak to the Department of Basic Education, the police, you know, all those who are involved in this? I would like to think social development is one of them. Is there an interdepartmental talk in making sure that, you know, the DOJ and CD actually achieve the policy making in terms of making sure LGBTQI persons have their rights and they leave them without us having to make a radio show about them?
National task team. Provincial task team. National task team e ikentse masapana o buileng ka ona ka hola re na le National Prosecuting Authority, re na le Legal Aid South Africa, re na le Department of Social Development, re na le SAPS, re na le Department of Health, re na le Department of Basic Education, re na le Department of Correctional Services, re na le Department of Women, re na le you're not government communications and information system.
That's right.
So now, South African Human Rights Commission, the Chapter 9 Institution, South African Commission for Gender Equality, this civil society organization. So LGBTI, Ilimbo Gay and Lesbian Memorial in Action, for out LGBT well-being, for forum for the empowerment of women, standard LGBTI sector, triangle project, CISE, gender dynamics, intersex South Africa, Lifeline Southern Africa, access chapter 2, the foundation for human rights. Wa uta hore na go kopanwe go le go ngata jwang. Ke bona mona mo he ha go tutse. Go ba le go dula stube ke Department of Justice. And the same forum, the national tactics, it duplicated into the province. Rena le provincial tactics ena lo ona mafapha ana. Gore ha re discuss the issues tse amanang le bana dikolo, ge be rena le Department of Basic Education in our forum, re tsebe go share di ideas, re utlwa gore na dikolo di-challenges ke tsa mofuta ofe. Ge le Department of Justice, how do we assist? Mapolisa, ha dintho tse tse tsa mofuta o itseng di fitlha di reportwa go lona, how do you receive these people? Lona Department of Health, ha motho a fitlha lehlatsipa le fitlha le re ke reipuwe. Mosebetsa ka tsela so bane, remember motho yane e tla be le a gay or lesbian. Le fitlha le mo handla jwang ga le fitlha mo le Department of Health. Jwale, ha motho yano a tlhoka go thusa mohlomong go a tlamego a lo bolokwa sa mogoemo a leng safe. Social development e a kena monono. Ene, le yona mapolisa a keregela batle ba neeletsana le NPA. Ha e kata go reportwa mane sepoleseng, ga tlabe re tseba gore na is it rape e tlwaeleileng e tlebe le fela motho wa monna a fitlha rapa motho wa mosadi kapa yone e ne e bitswang correctional rape e motho a tla fitlha a rapa a lesbian a re batla go bontsha gore o mosadi ke tla o rapa ka bomo. Ga e fitlha e reportwa e tlhakile mane mapoleseng, dathete ga e fitlha mane o NPA, botšhotšhisi bosebotse ba gore re tlotla re prosecutor case e amanang le lesbian ke yona yena correctional rape e se fitlha e lo sebeletse e se ba le impact e itseng ga e fitlha ka kgotho, ke yona mo re fumanang di-stats tsa rona go retse bore e ne e le rape ya correctional rape, e ne e le murder, it was a hate crime. Kore wa utlwa ka tsela e re ne e letsanang ka tsela ya teng. Le gape la go fitlha mane correctional services, a ke boletse go correctional services te gore na batho bane ga ba fitlha ba kwalwa manene, motho ga re nke ke be ka kwalwa ka saiteng lenana gobane I identify as gay or as lesbian. Na lona correctional services le sebetsa taba tse ka mofuta ka tsela efeng. Wa utlwisisa gore na neeletsano ya rona ke ya mofuta o feng tate?
Hantle haholo mme, hantle haholo. Ke leboela ka mokgwa o e tlhalositseng ka teng gobane it is very important because some of our communities might be feeling that ke di organization tsa kwa Bloemfontein kwana, ke di organization tsa kwana Harry Smith, ke di organization tsa kwana Gauteng. No wonder ba bolela le Mosotho Stone. Hobane mhlomongwe it's one of those that are happening in Johannesburg and the law does not actually speak to somebody Matwabeng kwana. It does not speak to somebody kwana Phutha Ditšhaba. However, we are speaking and connected to the radio stations that are speaking to the communities. That's Kupel Stereo, Musupatsela FM, as well as Kwakwa FM, Mani, Phutha Ditšhaba in Kwakwa. Ntate Thabiso, ha re bue jwale he, in terms of the role of the task team, because we explained what the task team's role is, aus makoni o boletse hantle hore as the leading department there are all these departments that are involved, more so there are organizations that are actually pledging support towards the cause of the department. Now let's talk about the role of the national task team, particularly the provincial task team mane province ya Freestata. Hori, what are the kind of challenges you experience? And as Free State, hobane I can tell you a lot about Western Cape, I can tell you about Northwest, I can tell you about KwaZulu-Natal and Eastern Cape, hobane we have already made programs about such provinces. And now that we are getting mane Freestata, what are some of the common challenges that the Free State would have that they have to deal with when it comes to having to live on a day-to-day basis with the LGBTQI community?
Ha ke leboha hape network. Hangata hobane Freestata, I think it's a bit rural. And Freestata haholoholo majority ya LGBTI re hlaya di small town, the university e Bloemfontein. What is the most common challenge kore? LGBTI people, how about the Bloemfontein, they are able to live as open as possible because now there is a whole network of other people, but we are in the And then what we've realized in the past is that COVID, I would say, mostly level 5. Now we were all forced to be at home, stay at home. Now imagine, I'm able to live freely in Bloemfontein or investing in Kenanghui or Nalabahoti back. Now level 5 pushes me back to go to the back to that small town where I am from. And now challenging the acceptance in the community, and most importantly, come out to work it and thing, hototo. When I come home, so that thing, Lapala also, Halim Amuheli.
It's a taboo.
Yes. Malaka Amuheli, instead of going home, Gambaka or the Colors, Quatan is all laying. An increase in the LGBTI community, how do this transgender community, hopefully, with a lesbian and a gay, I'm a woman who is in love with other women. But when is a transgender person, in a gathering, this person was born, assigned male at birth, but identifies differently, identifies as a female. Maybe they dress differently from the sex assigned at birth. Now, even they are more likely to suffer from mental health, depression. They are more likely, there's been a high spike here, the small town on Sabon. And also what we have seen in Holo, Kitabaya, what we call lesbians, Zadi Butch, Lili trans men. And now some schools they would expect you as a female to wear a skirt to school. And then now we have had a number of cases where learners were chased out of schools because of wearing pants when they should be wearing a skirt. And also, we have had an incident. I'm glad that it has been sorted where Home Affairs was involved in terms of when a transgender was willing to change their ID marker. Prior to this, it was an incident of a transgender person who had been admitted to hospital. Now imagine as a transgender person, a person who identifies differently from the sex assigned at birth, or look at what So by virtue of that, but now they didn't take it upon themselves to ask me who now. How would you like to be addressed? Now at that point you are presented with something, but I'm glad that Home Affairs ila khona go to say one of our LGBTI in the province who bona ID marker ya high, of which this is something that's going to happen to a lot of other people who are willing to go for gender alignment to say who they are, speaks to how they feel. Now issue your progress your ID marker that would say move from traditional chaka to tabling nearly whoever as a female identifying as a female. So they still that. But overall, acceptance in the communities and the treatment that we get mostly and happily. The small town in Zululand, this LGBTI thing, I don't want to say high in telephone, but there is this rejection.
I can just imagine over the racism that we're still dealing with, out of the gender violence that we've been dealing with, and all those. I would tell you so mentioned something quite very important. saying that, you know, there is legal procedures. There's legal procedures that don't just, sometimes when you think legal, we're thinking about Otwarisa Motho, Osmakoni. Impa, hey, Haribueka Z83 Felanji, one of the most common forms that we use to apply for a job within government. And the influence that this whole topic is supposed to have on that form. I mean,
yeah,
it will just be saying gender, and it says male, female, other. And it expects you to say Mr., Mrs., Doctor, Miss, and we don't know any other titles. We are not at privilege to openly talk about titles that do not conform within those parameters. What is the law saying towards that effect? That's right. Impa hey, Osmakoni, let me just throw a cat inside the pigeons. Let me just throw a cat inside the pigeons and just say, Osmakoni, kile mosotho stone ke le jena, ke na le ntate moholo. Lo wena o le Osmakoni jena, o na le ntate moholo ba ka etsa ba phela ka ba ba hlokaetse. I'm talking about the traditional way of accepting things and being indoctrinated towards believing things that we don't necessarily have a choice whether to agree with or not. Ke monna eh wena o le mema khone utla ngutlwa empa eh le mla wena wa ha u ise o Mandela. You get where I'm going ka this thing mewa.
Eh yangwane.
We have people who are still stuck. And I would not like to categorize it as stuck in the past because my past is important to me. I mean, ke sale motho montsho ke mo Africa, civilization is not going to change that. However, how do I stick to traditions and religions that do not resonate with the new ways of looking at the law? Ke potso aka yo.
Waneso ene hona mo traditioning le religioning ke hona mo buima
bo santsane bo le gona teng o kubana gore ehle batho ba ba conflicted obane jwale bibele le yona e tlabe e bolela gore o tswetswe le bibele re e tla ba monna e be mosadi mme le tla kopangwa ke lenyalo and wara. Jwale ke gona mo e tla fumana gore e ba thata-thata gore o hlalosetse batho ba religion gore na molao o reng gobane le bona ba bua ka bibele and there are scriptures tse supportang that notion ya gore monna le mosadi molao ka mona o re ga o se ka ba motho a kgethololwang gobane le bibele e reng re bana ba modimo kaofela re sekebe ra atlhola ba bangwe ra ipona e kare betere go feta ba bangwe ke gona moke go ba thata-thata gagolo ntate le gona on traditione gobane jale ke gona mone bo o tla tla utlwa o thona mošanyane o wa tlanya gagoke gona mo mone o tla fumane ele mabitso a sa tlhag
o re mo isemane ho nga ke kgolo re itlo e khone mo phekole
eh ke tloka nao ba lengwetse mo shangale no ka nya nyale ke be lengwetse
ke be le bana ke tswa
bana anke se se majale
ene wena mma si hleko ka se jwetse mosotho next o ka se jwetse se
wa tsho rena e buima jwa tswale o tla ka bo bo hlalenyana bona ba ba bua gente nyana o tlotla o ngetsa dintho di sile monana tsa mo mana motho
mawe
go re di bi ba he mona he bo kona mo di challenge se di santane di le matla bo nne fela ba ba nka nete bo ntse go nolo fala o ntse o nolo fala but e hlile ho buima ke dimela ga le tshaka le yena ka ka dimelana le nna mona ho thata mane mareneng a di traditional leaders tsa rona
kere ke ntsa rona
morena chaka tabena le makimona jwale o ke makimona eng jwale o tlame o tsentshentlinana e ke ne ka re we
wa itse bana motho ke motho ka batho that's what we always say empa he it brings another component it's something I never addressed which happens to be an always an elephant in the room when you speak about this topic the titles I've been confidently because na ke rutilwe mogwa sesotho wa o bitsa motho wa monna ntate ka pabuti ka pantate moholo ka pama ho bitsa motho ka lebitso comes a bit awkward ntate chak
that's quite true
and ho bitsa makoni makoni fela hey o tla feela le yena re mara mosotho wa ntella jwale e jwalo taba empa he are we looking at opportunities of having extra titles, or are we looking at making sure that the titles that we have as the humanity, which are mostly influenced by issues of patriarchy, issues of level, and all those kind of things, are we looking at redefining this somewhere legally, socially? And I'm asking you, Thabiso, on a social level, because Osmakoni will just has already explained to say, Mulao une challenge of actually leveraging. How do you say to Khosi, you are going to listen to us saying, Thabiso ke ane mane, ke Thabiso fela. Ha bona Thabiso abare, wena ntate. You know, the addressing becomes confused. Where, at the social level, I would like to ask you, Thabiso, to say, how do we start? And my idea being, Sunday school eating, the column primary hooting. I think I'm trying to say, Busudu Banjwa, Budujwa was a limiti. I hope you are subtle enough to hear me when I say that.
Yeah. Taking it more of the
stone.
I think approach it already. It starts with us as LGBTI community. LGBTI persons, how comfortable are we with our sexual orientation, our gender identity? because I concur with you, how sometimes see how that is a sign of respect. Yow some pamot. I go over snacks what I wara mood.
Urutile joan. Kwane o ntse hoti say thank you. I mean, iridu melanta timol, and you grow up. You grow up. Adhering to what the parents are actually guiding you in terms of advice. Iri ahe malume. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Tabs?
Yes, yes. So hence, I'm saying that ikala kahuna as LGBT persons to be comfortable and be accepting of us and clearly finding who we are. So that it makes it easier for the next person when we are faced with them to say, I identify as mama. Because we are so used to being offended and being used to towards and pick up on that we don't even know who to trust from what point.
Yes.
As a supporting So I'm thinking that it first starts with us as upcoming LGBT persons and now in the community that we live in. We actually give this much needed information to say, okay, so, but how can we do things so? How best approach is that where you are not so sure, just gonna use my name, no prefix. Just put it, but I'm sorry. How it be so? It's not a sign of Yahoo in Yaza, but it's to avoid unnecessary, challenges that we are going to have in our conversation. Imagine the man who can So they feel that education when it comes to LGBT community is not something over that it's continuous. And it just needs for us to be open-minded as a country to say, this is a person, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender identity. This is what is important.
That is quite very profound. We are breaking the barriers and we are understanding sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, and sex characteristics. We are joined in this discussion by Mme Makoni Sihleko. She's with the legal admin of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development based in the Free State office. And Thabiso Tshaka is with the provincial task team, a member of the national task team. And we are talking from the legal, the administrative, the social, the economical, and the political side of understanding the LGBTQI community within us. And to a point where I remember one of the most significant stories when we came back into the 1996-97. You know, there was this big thing that people are coming out of the closet. Many celebrities were described as coming out of the closet. One of the biggest celebrities that nobody needs any introduction to, Kisomizi. You know, and Somizi has been homosexual forever, and Dr. Love has been there forever. I mean, we know different people, but we still, 20 years down the line, as Osmakoni has already alluded to say, 20 years down the line, what are the challenges? Are the challenges political, Thabiso? Because I always say, where there's a political will, there's always a political way. Are we hindered by politics somewhere here for the constitution not to prosecute? Please remember this question quite very well. Are we doing law or constitution a favor for us to be dragging our feet this long? For us to be having the very same topic about LGBTQI awareness? And are we supposed to be talking about people who are still being killed? I mean, we're dealing with gender-based violence already. That says somebody, somewhere, somehow, ho bua lo se makhoni ke o monyatsa before things could actually go anywhere. Somebody thinks ha ke bua le Thabiso mhlomongwe ke le mosotho I must be categorized gore o dumana le bona o swana le bona. Do I from my side I'm just like both of you, but how do we make sure gore there is no difference? I mean, Osma Koni, I'm coming to you with the very same question, but from a legal point of view, because Thabiso wabua mohore, here are the challenges. I mean, one of those challenges is reality on the ground. People are being killed, and that is quite very detrimental. While we still have a law that is being, everybody's singing praises about the South African Constitution. And I think Thabiso le Baki Builen Libona through other programs would really think of it differently when you think that somebody has been killed, because it's like there's some loopholes within our constitution. Osma Koni?
Whatever one is, constitution yarona is like ile. Kahose kamuho I linkati. Oban I. Ibile go gatsa high labor mo hlomong go thusela o ske ga discriminate batho mona South Africa mme ba go hlomong e buile ka bo race ka bo yona bo gender bo e ga ne re tla re mo hlomong batho ba bo LGBTI gender orientation sexual orientation haya ke yele it is there in the constitution empa fela e le hobane ke nagana gore kapa ke utlwisisa gore di-challenges tsa go tsamaisa dinyewe kapa le ona go reporta di-case le sepoliceng sa gone ke challenge ya every case, every crime that is committed. Jalo ka ga o bolela gore re na le tsona tsena tsa bo di-gender based violence, femicide. Women are being killed for no apparent reason. Children are being killed, raped, for no apparent reason. Surely, through this story, Leona and I about LGBTQI, Leona is a little about refella. Ki bona crime e perpetuate one to anybody and everybody. It is fell and too important to ki hor. The statistics, so many women have been killed, sometimes by their partners. So many children have been killed. But the statistics, by LGBTI, ba bolailwe kapa ba rapuwe. Ke hona ke re etloa etlame ene e kalemane ho tloa ha case e report. Sepolesa sa rona se tlame se very specific senke di ntha ka ofela hore ho tsebahale hore motho ana totla a reporta case ya rape mona kapa motho ona thu o bolauwe mona. O bolauwe ho bane ene e le motho wa LGBTQI. Ha ke ka mane le makgotleng a dinyewe. Mogosi jwa go tshotshiswa polao ya motho LGBTQI kapa rape, you know, e le hore go tsebahala hore ge tsebe hore na jalo ka ga re nka ditokelo tsa bana le basadi le batho ba sa itekanelang le maqhekwane le bona ba fuwe tlhompho le that special recognition on their rights. As they are appear the constitution. The report of an acquisition, the state had the follow an acquisition. I want a Mosham who uncovered to Bana by LGBT. If you like, you can see that I want to Batubana by LGBTQI community. People, they're persons.
They are South Africans.
What community. What is this?
They are South Africans.
Exactly. But they never know about and Jolokali and Chakabu, let's see, whatever this is it's a learning process. It's a Zenitaka, a Nkasi Chabasaranaka, Italy. Lin Lakilitina, ke chairperson ya provincial forum but ke ntse ke ithuta letsatsi le letsatsi gore na what is this LGBTQI ke eng bona go thabiso ke bona ka dinako tsotlhe ba ntseng ba nruta le nna ke ntse ke ruta in as much as ke le chairperson ya bona ya province empa ke ntse ke ithuta gore ke tsebe gore na ba go tlamela dintho tsena di approach ka tsela efeng mostly because ke emela the Department of Justice yeo e leng yona e tshwereng constitution jwale ke tlamela gore ke bone nna ke emela lefapha la toka gore ke behave ka tsela e kgetheileng le se tswang ka molomong wa ka ke bue dintho tse nepagetseng tse bontshang go tlhompha le go ananela batho bana.
If you're listening to Cooper Stereo and listening to Musupatsela FM or Kwa Kwa, o ka reletsetsa mohala ho 0800-142-446. Although I do understand, this is basically the fourth, if not the fifth, radio program that we had. And I got to understand that sometimes I might just be left alone to me and my guests. And I'm trying to understand that, but I understand, Thabiso, you'll agree with me, Osma Koni, you'll agree with me that, you know, we still have a community that has a bit of fear, you know, to speak openly or even have a constructive way of expressing the challenges and the difficulties that we live in as people having to tolerate each other based on the labeling of a human character and all that stuff. I'm trying to get away from what you're saying, Osma Konori. Hey, well, see, sometimes the labels, they actually put us into diretsenyadi ohtlap.
Yes.
And hanseri community na le community ane community ago mining. You know, at least they are being described as community ago mining. But you know, having to be described as community, especially 18 because of your gender, it becomes a concern to the society, I must say. And hence we are not saying anything. We have a toll-free number. It's an 0800-142-446. And even if you're using your cell phone, Unalem Namhlongo is sitting on the other side and in proper English. You are going to give him his number and he's going to call you back. All you need to do is to give us your expression. Ukaetsa o le kwana bariki kae kwana plekeng ena Harry Smith o le Bethlehem kwa o le kwana Kestele o le kwana Rosendal o le kwana Paul Roo o le kwana Kronstata. You know, I'm trying to talk to all the people who are actually listening to all these stations that you are connecting to, Kid Community Radio Stations. We choose to speak to the community radio stations because that's where the gist of the matter is. Now, I'm going to give you a very big challenge to apply your minds, Thabiso Leos Makoni, and to say, recently we had interviews of the Chief Justice. Somebody who's going to be the custodian of our constitution in this country. And one of the most interesting questions was that, do you think South Africa is ready for a woman chief justice? Nye, 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 nye. Now, I found myself quite very offended to be asking that in 2022. Because what it says to me, Thabiso, ke gore, if we are still asking Jorge and Miles Makoni can be a chief justice, it means why now you are getting nowhere in the next 60 years.
Yes.
Let's talk about now and looking into the future, the National Development Plan. You know, is it proper to be asking questions like that? Do you think the Pope should be a woman? Do you think the chief justice should be a woman or a gender-based anything? What's your take? I'm going to start with Osma Koni and then I can get to Thabiso.
Ho fapane kae?
Ke yona ntho ke ipotsanya.
Ha re a bala molao ka ofela. Ha re a kena to the same university ka ofela. habaka baba preside aba di judges for so many years ka ofela. What is the difference between a male and a female except for their gender? Other than that, the expertise is there. The knowledge is there. The capability is there. The experience is there. So, Papa ni mukaimo. Wabona hore. Re sale ho leja. Re sale mo round 25 years down the line.
Ke netio. Abuti Thabiso, sorry to say Abuti, but just take me for what I am right now. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, because Lina Monamaki DC, in short terms, I did that because I never call him Abuti Thabiso.
Hantla hold. You know, but just.
You see,
my whole problem is that I'm an influential voice into the community radio stations as we speak right now. And I might actually be influencing somebody to follow the same trend, even when I'm not deliberately following the same trend. It's just the way I was taught. How do we deal with somebody who unconsciously addressed Thabiso in a manner that even La Thabiso Agare, don't address me like that. It keeps on coming.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are. Here we are, Tabs, and I'm trying to ask you a question, and I keep on referring you simply because probably you speak with a deep voice. I don't know you personally and all that kind of stuff. But for the sake of hore barge Thabiso and Thabiso a hlaela on the other side, we are almost with the same deep voice like Mosotho. Then I start assuming automatically.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? Because at the end of the day, I am fearful that we might lose expertise in a chief justice who happens to be in some category that we might want to classify her in. Let's talk about that, Malume Thabiso.
Okay, thank you to the stone. Now I'm thinking sometimes the issue of patriarchy it pops up even when we are not aware. Especially more in the community that we live in. Gender roles and patriarchy, as South Africans, but what should matter is what this person is capable of doing, regardless of her gender or whatever. What is a matter of just her capability. I'll just try to link this with a lot of issues that I've realized in terms of LGBTI communities. We are unable to be put in positions of high power because automatically as a gay person, you are assumed to be very soft. Cannot make an important decision.
You
know...
but anyway, we're not promoting violence, but sometimes you'll be tempted, Thabiso.
Yes. So, like the expectations and what gender roles of a woman is mostly emotional. So, the thought that is being put forward to Florence, might not take since the but this is that Machonia said. She has studied law. She has that experience. So, her sex, gender identity should not be an issue.
Ke netio. Jole before tla kwala he banabeso. Let's talk about the ability that is attached, you know. Bafana e ka se dlalle banyana banyana, but I have my own ideas if bafana can play with banyana banyana. Don't ask me. All right? But we never get an opportunity to have those intersports, you know. It's more on where's the lucrative cake? You know, if you see a doctor now, it looks like everybody wants to jump onto the saddle. But, you know, the World Cup, yeah, soccer, the World Cup, yeah, rugby, it still has women World Cup rugby. It still have women soccer World Cup. You know, all those kind of things. But we never have those intersexual kind of. So, I wonder, you know, I always look at some of my favorite players from all over the world and ask themselves, what gender do they belong in except just being looking like guys, you know? And it comes to a point where ability is what defines us.
Yes.
How do we curb that? How do we just make sure that ability is ability? I deliberately asked about the Chief Justice and followed up with sports, deliberately to say, how do we differentiate humanity when it's got ability?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, Messi, for all I care, could have been like part of the LGBTQ community. Is he going to be discarded simply because he's now one of the biggest players in the world and now he cannot be accepted because he has to be classified accordingly? Because, I mean, churches, I mean, Roma, Libo, Anglican, Libo, man, they will say to you, mo kere ke mo, haradu melor le 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 lor le ken. That is a question towards your 1 minute each of your last comments.
Remember, you should go first.
What's the ba? Nakina hana hore. Ability should always be given preference.
First preference. We are gonna.
Because ability must be given preference. Because we tell you hore na, omang, we zanjang, oela kai. That does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
If Kulemo said, if I can get inside the mind and work in the mind, so be it. If Kulemo na unkaka kenda ka kitchen and turn the kitchen upside down and
cook up a storm,
so be it.
Hey.
Hey.
Eh, what wa bua ka eng we ke ratang hampe. Nna ke di hata hampe jwale. A ke mfana braai fela.
Exactly.
Ka hangata se re braai ba shimane ba le dimona.
Iba ke fana wa hletse a prone ya hao. Ibe ke sentse ke ipotsa ke yo we. Bo sa halamo. No, that is wrong.
Wow, my producers are just alerting us to something very interesting now to say, Tabiso just said, did you, Mekoni, you can go first. I love that part. You know, it says a lot. Women first, it does not work in
2022. You see what I'm saying? My brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that, Tabiso. And it's your chance just to finish off, Tabiso, based on what I just alluded.
Okay. I concur. I second the motion that ability should be given first preference. That should come after. Because I always say, how can I get a taxi? How can I move? That is just secondary. Primary is that, how can I move? And who's capable of working and even getting into a taxi and even coughing out money. That should not be an issue.
What's about Tabiso le tlhapa skono jwang le hatella batho di taxi man o tla o krong ga perfume wa pere hantle monno lo wa pere kobo kwa nana wena o tla ga tabatsa ha o motlo njwetsa hore ke sa bona o romang. I thank you so much. I thank you so much.
You will never know up until I say ke Tabiso and I'm gay. Hope ya ga taxi ka mo kena ke dumelang ke dula pass ke fana ga tshelwa taxi.
Minding somebody else's business.
Thank you.
Baholo baka, watseba ke lebohile haholo for us to be speaking to the Free State community tonight. We might not have calls, but this whole show is not about calls. It's about conscientizing our communities. And I'm so very glad that with your capacity from wherever you are, you are able to actually give us a bit of insight into how to approach. Because ga le re phela ga le re tseba bana ba teng re tlamele re ba hudise empa he how do we make sure that we live in a title free society? It is up to us.
Yes, thank you. That is true.
Baholo ke le buile haholo, and once more ke kopa fela re tshware fela jwalo. Osmakoni Sihleko from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. Ha molao o phethahatswe.
Molao o tla phethahatswa ngwana mme. Molao o tla phethahatswa.
Thabiso.
That work.
Keep shining.
Thank you, sir.
And let your let your light shine brighter beyond the Free State.
Thank you, sir.
Ke le lebohile ba ho.
Thank you.
All right. This has been a special broadcast brought to you by Government Communication and Information System. We just had a discussion with Osmakoni Sihleko, Legal Admin Officer, DOJ and CD in the Free State, as well as Thabiso Chaka, the National Task Team. And where we actually faltered is just a talk, and sometimes it's live. And remember, I'm human. I was just speaking to humans. And I got two humans on the other side who happens to make sure that this is live and direct and is great. Onale Namhlongo, Gavin Sedler, thank you so very much and good night.